From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. As President Obama nears the end of his review of U.S. policy in Afghanistan, administration officials say he's raising questions that could affect both how many additional U.S. troops head for the war zone and how long they might stay. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
White House and military officials say the president is close to a decision on a new strategy for the Afghan war. But following the latest session with his war council, officials also say he's pushing for more clarity as to when U.S. troops would eventually turn over responsibility to the Afghan government. And they say he wants to make clear that the U.S. commitment in Afghanistan is not open-ended. The president's questions come as his ambassador in Kabul, Carl Eikenberry, is reported to be expressing deep concern about committing more U.S. troops to Afghanistan. Ambassador Eikenberry, a retired Army lieutenant general, is said to be unconvinced that Afghan President Hamid Karzai is committed to rooting out corruption in his government. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. Army officers who worked with Nadal Hassan, the Fort Hood, Texas shooting suspect, deny reports that they harassed him because he's Muslim. They say they tried extra hard to help Hassan, partly because he is Muslim. NPR's Daniel Zwerdling reports.
Hassan trained to be a psychiatrist at Walter Reed, and he worked there over 6 years. And he got a master's in public health at the military's medical school. NPR has obtained documents which show that he struggled. His supervisors gave him terrible evaluations. The documents show they kept warning Hassan, "You're not doing good work. We're trying to help you." And Hassan often ignored their warnings and went his own way. Yet they kept giving him passing grades. Hassan's supervisors told NPR they can't comment, but colleagues say the supervisors told them that they were bending over backwards to help Hassan. He seemed obsessed with talking about Islam. He seemed to have extremist views, and the supervisors worried maybe we're being too hard on him academically because his religious views make us uncomfortable. One supervisor reportedly told his colleagues, "This is America. We are trying to be open-minded." Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.
The number of U.S. homeowners in some stage of the foreclosure process dropped last month, but Rick Sharga of the firm Realty Track, which monitors foreclosure activity, says the crisis isn't over yet.
We're not expecting foreclosure activity to slow down appreciably. In fact, it'll probably peak in 2010 before the trends start to reverse themselves.
Realty Track numbers show a third straight monthly decline in October, but foreclosure filings are still 19% higher than a year ago, and Sharga says the weak labor situation could imperil a housing market recovery. Stock prices in Asia and Europe moved down today. This is NPR News. President Obama is starting out on a week-long trip to Asia this morning. Before leaving, he's to make a brief statement on the economy. He'll touch down at Elmendorf Air Force Base in Alaska, where he's to meet with troops and deliver remarks. The president's first stop in Asia will be Japan, whose relations with the U.S. have cooled somewhat since a new government came to power in Japan in September. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has called for economic modernization in his State of the Nation address. Jessica Gallagher has details from Moscow.
President Dmitry Medvedev says that the Soviet model is no longer working and that Russia needs to institute democracy in order for modernization to take hold. He added that Russia needs to refocus its economy away from energy and heavy industry and move towards the technology, communications, and space industries. Medvedev went on to say that Russia's economy had been much harder hit by the financial crisis than other countries. He also said that Russia's giant state corporations needed to be overhauled in order to be competitive. Medvedev also announced that the government needs to fight corruption at every level. Analysts say that Medvedev is trying to carve a name for himself outside of his predecessor's shadow, current Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. They argue that Medvedev has made many promises in the past to address issues such as corruption, but has failed to follow through. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Finance ministers in the Asia-Pacific region are calling on nations to pull back on government stimulus spending and put policies in place that will encourage stable growth and strengthen financial systems. The advice is in a draft document from the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum in Singapore. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.